You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio, from a 40-20 to winners aplenty. We've got it covered.
We'll start with Thursday evening's match. It's Wigan against Huddersfield. Third place in the Super League as it stands at the moment, Wigan. Huddersfield finished fourth. Wigan have 4-11. The draw is 20-1. Huddersfield are 2-1. And it's Wigan minus 8 on the handicap at 10-11. The handicap tie is 16-1. And Huddersfield plus those 8 points is 10-11. Wigan have got something over Huddersfield at the moment. They won the last three meetings and won them quite handsomely. And they've played themselves into form as well, haven't they, Wigan?
Yeah, I was at two of these games as well. The ones both at the DW Stadium, actually. The one at the start of the season when Wigan won 24-16. That was a tough game up until half time, and then Wigan just went hell for it in the second half and beat them fairly comfortably in the playoff game last season, which Huddersfield knew they were going to get another bite of the cherry, but to lose 57-4 was quite the surprise. Wigan unbeaten at the DW Stadium in the Super League since last June. They did lose to Brisbane in the World Club Series, but I think we can forgive them that. So they've got very, very good home form behind them, Wigan. And it is difficult to look away from the favourites on this one. I think the handicap is fair. And 4-11 Wigan outright, if you're just looking for something to have a bet on Thursday night, seems a fair price. Huddersfield have been in and out of form all season. They're third at the moment. And, you know, this is fourth at the moment. Well, this is a big weekend for them, especially with Warrington playing Leeds on Friday night. They've got a nice 4-point gap over Warrington at the moment, 2-point gap over Castleford going into this round of fixtures. You would think Castleford would beat Hull in a non-televised game on Friday. So there's a bit of pressure on Huddersfield here to remain in this top four. I think everyone's fairly confident that the top three come the end of the season, in some order, will be Leeds, St Helens and Wigan. So you've got Huddersfield, Castleford and Warrington battling out for fourth position. But I think Wigan will strengthen their gap over at fourth place. And 4-11 seems more than fine. I can see it's been a not overly comfortable Wigan win. I think it'll be going 1-12 points on the dozens winning margins for this one. You can get that at 15-8. I can't see Wigan necessarily running away with it as they did in the playoffs last year, but I can see them winning with a bit in hand.
Yeah, and that of course would mean that Wigan would join Leeds at the top of the Super League in terms of points anyway. And like you mentioned, Huddersfield need the points for different reasons. But Wigan, their form, they've won 6 of the last 8 games. It's all starting to come together for them towards the end of the season. They had a disastrous start, of course. And I like the look of the Wigan to win by 1-12 points as well. 15-8, I think, is a perfectly good price.
Yeah, and you look at some of the try scorers as well. You know, the headline offer, you know, they always price these to be attractive to the punter, and 5-4 Josh Charlie to score and Wigan to win. This is more than fair at that price when you think he's 4-6 to score any time in this one. I've been looking as well at John Bateman. He's 2-1 any time to score for the Warriors. He scored in both meetings this season between the two sides. You've got that nice bit of form against the Giants for you. The Giants are a difficult team to pick out because they play really well at times, but sometimes they're just awful. It does depend a lot on Danny Brough. He's, you know, the key talisman for them, moving them around the field. Jamie Ellis has been improving as the season's gone on. Jared Simpson, young talent, 6-5 to score any time. The only problem with backing Huddersfield try scorers in this game, I think the prices, everyone's odds against, but no one stands out at a price where you think, that's the one I'm going to back tonight because you think we're going to win. And how many tries Huddersfield score is going to be the difference between the two sides. But certainly if I'm picking a try scorer, I'm going with John Bateman. 2-1 any time. You know, if you fancy throwing a dart at 18-1 to score first. But I think Wigan, as I say, win with a fair bit in hand. So the 1-12 points, the handicap, I wouldn't be looking too far away from the favourites in this one.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.